Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I see this article earlier today. It poses the question, is politics damaging the Disney brand? Well, yeah. I think that's a simple answer. Yeah, and it also is damaging so many other brands, and companies are starting to figure this out, and but is too much damage done? That's a great question. Folks, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number you can call if you'd like to join the program. My name is Kyle Warren, and we're glad to be with you. And, of course, this is the place, folks. This is the place for news and overnight politics all throughout the night in across America. And we've got you going, and we'd love to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600. We're broadcasting, of course, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM860, The Answer, by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting all across the country to our great radio affiliates. And also up on the satellite with the GCN network. Good morning to everybody over there at GCN for keeping us on there and going through all the way up to the satellite, all the way back down to the earth. It's quite a trip, and it's fun. At any rate, those of you working across America this morning, we want to say hello to you. And you might be hearing this program as well in a different time slot as it's played at different times during the weekend. So whatever you're doing this weekend, we hope you have some great weekend plans, and we are here to send you off into your weekend with a smile. That's our solemn promise. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. And of course, we've still got Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and of course the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Come back, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, so much again going on. Is really big time, and we'll stay on that just for until we'll get to some other things that we want to talk about. But it seems to me that the process is getting sort of about Henry Cuellar, Republican of Texas, Democrat out of Texas, saying that, you know, people in his district, which he is at 80% Hispanic, said something's got to be done about the border, and only because it's starting to be a huge problem for New York and other big cities that are far away from Texas is it really starting to get any traction, but it's getting traction now.
The closer it gets to the true heart of the campaign season, this White House is taking a long look at the poll numbers for Biden. So they've decided to do a couple of things, and there's going to be more to come, I would argue. So they don't want to make New York matter than they already are. They don't want to make Chicago matter than they already are. And so that's why they were dealing with sort of the immigration problem. By the way, Tony Blinken, I think, is with Mayorkas, and Mayor Adams is in Mexico, and then from there I think he's going on to Colombia and some other country to look at the root causes. Kind of weird. But the other thing, too, is that the Biden administration forgave another $9 billion in student loans yesterday. So expect more of these kinds of things because this White House is not looking at the poll numbers for Joe Biden. I think they've pretty much resigned themselves to the notion that he ain't going to make it into a second term. But it's the down ballot, the House of Representatives and the Senate people that they're trying to protect. So that is really what these decisions are all about.
Indeed, indeed. We have got Aaron listening on the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver. Let's hear what Aaron has to say this morning. Good morning.
Good morning there, folks. Of course, the actors in California where you live, Professor, they're still on strike. The UA auto workers, they're on strike. And now we got 75,000 nurses across the country. They're on strike. I just love this Bidenomics. All this inflation, gas, the prices of gas, everything has gone through the roof. But the sad thing about it, people voted for this insanity. And the thing is, you're right, Professor Podzik Zuniz, this administration is not going to make it, will not be reelected in 2024 unless everybody is smoking crack. And that's the only way they'll get back in office, be reelected. They know it. This $9 billion bailout for people that got in all this debt. Shit, if you're going to go to college, don't get in debt. If you're going to go to a vocational school, don't get in debt. Make sure if you're going to go to college, make sure you can pay the debt off before you even thinking about going to college. Cause less than 50% of people that go to college don't even finish college. So you have, it's under 50% of people that actually finish college. You go to college, you got all this debt, and you didn't even finish college. But anyway, Cap, Denise, adios.
Thank you, Aaron. Listening on the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver, glad to be there as well. Denise, I think what Aaron's talking about is he's got a radical idea, right? The radical idea is be responsible and plan ahead. I mean, is that where we're we have to sort of regenerate that somehow?
Well, the thing about going into debt for a college degree or attempting to get a college degree, not only do many of them not even finish, but how many of them actually get a degree and then go to work in the industry by which they have their degree? So if you end up with a master's in gender studies, exactly who's going to hire you? Maybe Disney or maybe,
Right. Exactly.
ESPN.
Well, and actually they're getting rid of some of their diversity officers or things like that to begin with in the national companies, basically. Denise, stay right there because we're coming right back after this short break. We're going to pay a couple of bills and be right back with you. Stay right there.
Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
.877-969-8600. That is the telephone line, toll free if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program with myself and, of course, also Denise Simon, our special guest this portion of the program. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, also from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And before we get back to Denise, who's holding patiently on the line, we're going to tell you about Geico. They're talking about Geico Insurance, G-E-I-C-O. And now you want to head over there to their website, geico.com. Take advantage of the price comparison. You want to figure out what kind of coverage that you have right now for your vehicle, your car, your truck, and find out what Geico can really do for you. And so head on over there, geico.com. Additionally, if you have motorcycle or ATV, you know, these other kinds of toys and so forth, boat or RV, you can bundle all that together. And if you really want to save some money, try bundling together your home or your condo. Put all that together and see what the rate's going to be for all that stuff, because you're likely going to be able to save a bundle, and Geico wants to help you do that. So again, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Do the cost comparison test today and save. Well, good morning again, Denise, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we do have a quick call. Beck M and Bob, I think, has a comment he'd like to make. Good morning, Beck M and Bob.
Yes, just want to ask Denise and reiterate on some of the stuff that I said earlier about the border, the fact that we need to strengthen the border. But one of the main things that I didn't do earlier was to say that we have to take the incentive away from the people to come in. We have to send them back over, and then one, we have to take away the incentive that we have to put in, and we have to strengthen the border wall. And to get, I think Jim Jordan is going to be an ideal Speaker of the House. I don't think really Trump should be, but I think it was good for him to offer, and I think it makes a good setting for him to offer. I don't think he should become the Speaker of the House. And we have to create zones on both sides of the wall so people can't get back in and to rebuild the wall. And anyway, that's it, Denise. What do you think? Bye.
All right. Thanks, Beck and Bob. What do you think, Denise?
Well, there clearly is incentive for these people to come in. I would argue that, the conservatives' operations out there, certainly conservative media and whatnot, and there is conservative media out there, ought to go on a propaganda, a good propaganda campaign, and start sending globally all the pictures of what it looks like here of all the migrants and how they're living in sidewalks and living on the floor of the O'Hare Airport and in police stations and saying, we're out of room, we don't have the jobs, there's nothing here for you. You know, you left whatever you left, but did you come here for this? Because it isn't any better. I mean, so we should really go on a full-blown campaign to show the world what Biden's policy looks like. And
well, exactly, because it's as if you question anything about this, if you bring up the practicalities of the issues, or if you just simply display, like you're talking about, display the outcome here, what's currently happening, then you can be called all kinds of things. You can be called a racist, you can, whatever it is, because these policies are definitely detrimental, and they're being detrimental to the people who come across the border ultimately. And so, unfortunately, they understand that it's destabilizing, the powers that be, that is, but yet they keep it going because of that reason.
Well, we don't know what the statistics are. We get snippets of statistics of what is really happening. With the human trafficking and women and sex trafficking and rape trees and all these other kinds of things. Well, I would say that a lot of those people that are crossing the Darien Gap have no concept of that. And you can't tell me that they're leaving whatever they're leaving to come to take that additional risk of that. And by the way, once they get here, if in fact they're moved and they're placed with, some kind of a sponsor, will they end up in these, how many children are we missing? 85,000?
Yeah.
Whatever, if that number is even true, I think it's probably higher. But these children end up working in these conditions that any respectable union wouldn't allow to happen, I would argue, respectable union. But, they can't go to school. They're living in almost factory communes where they, and they're having to work jobs that nobody else will take, but it's also child labor because they have to pay back the trafficking mules. So, I mean, these are all the things that we ought to be putting out there globally. And, and we're going to have to do several languages, although, I wouldn't be very good at doing that. But, put it out there in Spanish and put it out there in Chinese and get on social media, especially TikTok. Not that I have proposed TikTok, but, that seems to be one of the places that is encouraging these people to get here and how to get here. That's what I would be doing.
Well, one of the other things, too, that we've heard about, I believe there's been literally thousands and thousands of, for lack of a better term, work permits, evidently, that the Biden administration wants to issue to those who have come to the country illegally, correct?
Well, yeah, and I would also say they're facing a new administration here, and a new administration is going to have to go on a massive deportation program. I don't know what that's going to look like, but it's going to be nasty And I think that some of these marshals and some of these, you know, governors, are going to start putting down the hammer on these people. So they're going to either have to self-deport or we're going to deport them.
Well, you know, Representative Henry Cuellar, and again, we wish him the absolute best. It's terrible. Nobody should get carjacked in this country, let alone nine blocks from the Capitol building when you're a member of Congress. So we're glad that he's okay. But he was remarking about the idea that he has been told that the Biden administration doesn't want any of these deportations to be known because they will anger the immigration activists. So to a great degree, the Biden administration is more willing to bend the knee to an activist organization or group rather than actually administer policy and law.
There's tens of thousands of cases that have already been through these immigration courts or these asylum hearings, and they have failed. So there's a big stamp on their paperwork or on their file that says deport. And they're not deporting them.
Well, so, exactly, yeah.
Then we have visa overstays. Those people that came here and have legitimate visas or did, and those visas expired. We're not deporting those people either. So it's going to be a Herculean task for the next administration to put this back in any kind of order, and then imagine what the media and the people like AOC or Karine Jean-Pierre or some of these other people are going to say.
Well, sure.
They end up leaving power.
Well, they were just yelling at AOC a couple of weeks ago or so in New York, saying, close the border, and she didn't quite know, you know, that she walked into the Twilight Zone or something that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
She was in the belly of the beast, and it happened in Chicago, too.
That's right. And now part of this, too, don't you think, is you had the governor of Texas put some migrants on buses and send them to big blue cities. And the big blue city says, what are you doing? We just want to talk about being a sanctuary. We don't really mean that we're a sanctuary. You know, it's like, don't you get that, Governor Abbott?
Well, he's getting blamed for a lot of the transportation of these migrants. But he's not moving them nearly the numbers that the Biden administration is, flying them all over the place and putting them on buses. I think that, his numbers are one-tenth of what the Biden administration's doing.
All right. Denise, can you stay around for a third segment?
Sure.
Absolutely. Great. That's terrific. Well, folks, we're right back right after this. More with Denise Simon from FoundersGo.com. I'm Kyle Warren, 1-877-969-8600. See you on the other side.
Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hern is contemplating a run for Speaker of the House. With 35 years of private sector experience, he believes he possesses the necessary skills to unite and accomplish goals.
It's not something I came here in Washington, D.C. to do, but when you have people asking you about taking a different direction than what we've done historically in this Congress, and people have asked me about looking at alternate choice.
UAW President Sean Fain will update union members tomorrow on contract negotiations with Detroit's major automakers. He has previously called for walkouts and may extend them to additional locations. Progress has been reported in discussions with Stellantis and Ford, with Ford making a notable offer. Lotto excitement is growing. The Powerball rolling over. No one picked all six numbers last night, so it rolls over to $1.4 million Saturday night. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Friday / weekend edition of the program. The toll-free line, of course, 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. And we'd love to hear from you if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program, because we have a lot to talk about. We've got a ways to go as well. And this part of the program, I want to let you know, is being brought to you by the Concerned Veterans for America. You can find their website at cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4, again, the letter A, .org. And check out what they are doing for our country's veterans. For the people that put on the uniform and, you know, sign up and say, send me where you need to send me and we're going to go take care of business. That is just an amazing, amazing thing. And the Concerned Veterans for America are all about helping our vets, about influencing policy for existing operations or future wars or things like that. And we spoke with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America on yesterday's program on the Thursday morning edition, and always learning what they're able to accomplish, what they're able to do for our veterans, and how we can help them collectively. So check them out, cv4a.org, Concerned Veterans for America. All right, right back to Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise. Thanks for sticking around.
All right, my pleasure.
All right. Well, there's so many things happening. You know, we talked about the border. Of course, also we know that Backham and Bob, I think, had mentioned about Jim Jordan and Donald Trump. You know, I think it's obviously a long shot that Trump would be Speaker of the House for a couple reasons. But I wouldn't be surprised at this point because we're far into uncharted territory. But number one, I don't think he'd want to be Speaker because that means that it starts generating new record and new problems and new things. Something else could go really bad, and it would look terrible for his campaign, number one. But number two, of course, it does bring up this notion of how do you unify the party, and how do you bring these things to the fore, and how do you coalesce, and how do you get those victories so that you can take the White House and hold the House and then also the Senate in 2024?
You know, there's a lot there, and I think when it comes to Speaker, I was actually thinking about it. I mentioned on the show last night or the night before that maybe Lee Zeldin might be a very interesting person to put in there, if certainly into the hopper. Then I got to thinking maybe Mike Huckabee. You know, he's very, very pro-Trump. I think he's written two books on Trump, especially children's books. So, the other thing, too, is that are they going to keep, and there's a lot of discussion going on in the caucus, are they going to keep this motion to vacate that can be brought to the floor with one by one person?
Right. That's key, yeah.
Yeah, because in 6 months it could happen again. So therein lies another problem. Now, I understand Matt Gaetz. I understand his point, Andy Biggs and Rosendale and all the rest of them. I understand their point. But before they decide to do this, they should have already had somebody. So it would have been a very smooth transition. If you're going to get McCarthy out of there, and that was your plan, and you made all these phone calls and blah, 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 and so you got the vote to get him out of there, there should have been an immediate nomination that was agreed to by everybody, and so we wouldn't have Patrick McHenry as the Speaker pro tem for as long as, you know, we do. I mean, this could have all been a very smooth thing, and we wouldn't have looked so stupid, but Matt Gaetz in this, because there wasn't some kind of he didn't close the loop on it, any of the other seven or eight of them, you end up with Democrats gloating, and they're going to stay on TV telling you how the Republicans can't lead, and they can't do this, they can't do that, and they all went back to their offices the other night, and they all not only gloated, but they partied, and they partied hard in their offices.
Oh, yeah, the clinking of the champagne glasses could be heard around the country, I'm pretty sure, just emanating from the Capitol building. I think you're right.
Right. So I understand what Trump's doing. Trump has no intention of even being Speaker for, you know, while he's on the campaign trail, just for, you know, a week or 2 weeks or whatever until we get somebody. He only put that out there just to put the left into a panic. And they did. Chuck Schumer, you know, they needed to probably keep an ambulance outside his office door.
True Trump fashion. Exactly.
Right.
Well, I tell you
Trump
what, Denise said.
Going over to Washington to confer with the caucus, I think, on Monday or Tuesday.
Well, we do have someone holding on the line, and we've got Jack in Riverside waiting patiently there on the line. Jack, do you have a question or comment for Denise? Good morning.
Yes, I do. I'm a Republican, and President Kennedy said the only valid test of leadership is the ability to lead and to lead vigorously. So as the acting president of the United States, without leadership going on, I have to bring up again that we are under the National Socialist Workers' Party causing all these strikes on purpose. But the answer is the oil in Venezuela. Venezuela has more oil than Saudi Arabia. It's got the most oil of any nation in the world. It is 2,000 nautical miles from Venezuela to the refineries in Texas. It is 9,000 nautical miles from Saudi Arabia to Texas. So with all the immigrants that have come in from Venezuela, I think it's only fair that the bill of $100 billion be presented to Venezuela for payment. And I want hundreds of gallons of Venezuelan oil to come into West Texas to be refined. I want a surplus of oil with supply and demand to lower the price of gasoline to $1.99 a gallon, and to immediately knock out this National Socialist Workers' Party purposeful inflation that they're using with the strikes to destroy our country. And I'm watching this, so I have to be the acting president of the United States in the absence of coup leadership. So I demand that we make a deal with Venezuela to bring in millions of gallons of oil and to West Texas and to refine it and to put it out there.
Okay.
And that's
the
answer. So I have the answer to save America. Now I'm going to have to get in touch tomorrow with Ted Cruz and some Republican Congress people.
Well, that sounds pretty good, Jack. We appreciate your call. I know you had mentioned the Venezuelan oil issue before, but we sure appreciate your call. And you definitely have. I think we're honored this morning to hear from the acting president of the United States. That's really something. We didn't expect that. But good luck, and we appreciate your call very much.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, well, Denise, what do you think? You had mentioned before that Venezuelan oil is a concern, is considered to be a dirty grade of oil, right? Or not a
quite
pure. Yeah.
It is. But I also think too that first right of refusal of Venezuelan oil actually belongs to Iran. There's a lot.
Well, of course. It does. Right.
There's a lot of things that we would have to do in order to legitimize Venezuela and then their oil again. I get it. I understand the premise. If for nothing else, that we could, refine it and put it back into our strategic oil reserves, because it's been the lowest now than it's ever been in its existence. But we have. We also, too, have lifted, under the Biden administration, some of the sanctions that we have on Venezuela. Because let's not forget, I think that there's still a handful of Americans that are being detained in Venezuela. And I think
that would be our first priority, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that they were CITGO executives. And, Venezuelan oil, the oil company, has been nationalized. So
that's
I understand
right.
the point, and I like it, but there's an awful lot of work to do before that would necessarily happen.
Well, again, Denise, thank you for sticking over into the third segment. We're going to head out to the break, but we will talk to you on Monday morning. Take care.
All right, good deal. Thank you. Be well.
Thanks. You too, Denise. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. I'm Kyle Warren, 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Texas of news and political talk and the overnights in America, folks. This is where it's at. We're glad that you found us here. 1-877-969-8600. That is the toll-free line to call in. My name is Kyle Warren, and it is our great pleasure to be spending time with you here across your radio dial. And also, we wanted to let you know, of course, that this portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow. That, of course, MyPillow.com. Go over there, check them out. MyPillow.com, from the MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets and the slippers and the towel sets, all the great stuff. It's all being deeply discounted now, so you definitely want to go check them out. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And the telephone number, if you'd like to talk to a real person, 1-800-641-5459. 1-800-641-5459. Again, promo code Captain. All right, well, without further ado, it's time to talk about news, business, everything. We love talking about all these different things with our good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, there is a lot to talk about. We've throughout the program this morning, we've been talking about the border and also talking about the speakership race now and so forth. But I did see this, and that is that according to one particular report, they're talking about this new data that evidently reveals that a Great Depression kind of crash, and this sounds apocalyptic, of course, so I want to get your opinion on it. Could we get a Great Depression-type crash in 2024?
Listen, people are always predicting these things. There's always some outlier out there that's predicting, like, the end of the world. I always tell people, you don't bet on the end of the world because it's only going to happen one time. There's always somebody out there that's saying it. Usually the same people, and they again and again, year after year, decade after decade, they keep telling everybody that, oh, look out, the sky's going to fall. I wouldn't count on that.
Well, I'm gratified to hear that, because I don't think anybody wants anything like that to happen. I mean, we all know about Bidenomics. We know that things aren't looking good. We know that they're going to get worse, but we don't want something to happen that would be a devastating catastrophe. But something else, too, I wanted to ask you about, I saw earlier today, and that is we've got another potential recall happening for GM, but this is on the order of 20 million vehicles. How does a company like GM recall 20 million vehicles because of a problem with the airbag? In the past we've seen, well, it's this 100,000 vehicles or this many thousands of vehicles, but 20 million, that is that even possible?
It's going to cost them a fortune, that's for sure. I saw that. I don't know the intricacies of it. I'm sure people are going to have to bring it into their dealership to have the work done. You're right. It has something to do with an airbag. I don't know the logistics, but I know yesterday that the stock got hit pretty hard because of that.
Well, indeed. Well, speaking of stock, there's another headline. This has to do with business, and that is that according to a Rasmussen poll, it looks like politics is really damaging Disney's brand. 51% of American adults view the Disney entertainment company favorably, but of course now 40% have an unfavorable opinion of Disney, 21% very unfavorable. Now, do you think the so-called wokeness or just the wading into the political realm has hurt them as it's hurt other companies? And how do they ever get away from that?
Well, I it's just self-inflicted nonsense. I don't understand why. You remember back when Coca-Cola, and this is, Disney did a much worse job than Coke, and Coca-Cola decided to change the recipe for Coke, and you had New Coke back in the 1980s.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And everybody got upset, and everybody was just like, why in the world, would you go ahead and do that? Then they brought it back with Coke Classic, and then now it's just regular Coke. It's no more Coke Classic. It's just, what the original recipe was. You've got all of these productions and all of these movies that you've done over the years that, mean something to people, that they grew up on, that they saw, they watched with their kids. And then you go ahead and, you start redoing them and tinkering with them and changing them. You're going to upset people. It's like going in and saying, hey, I'm going to redo the Sistine Chapel, or I'm going to redo repaint the Mona Lisa or whatever it may be, or Botticelli. I mean, they're works of art that now you decide to start messing around with. And they did that, and it ticked a lot of people off. Not to mention, they also hurt themselves too. Get out of control with the prices at the parks and what it costs to go there and whatnot. And it made a myriad of mistakes that they basically added up. It's going to take some time. They have to pull back from all of the political nonsense and doing what they're doing. I don't know. I mean, if I was them, I would completely scrap the new Snow White movie, which does the same thing. I would scrap it. I wouldn't even let that thing come out. Basically go back to basics.
I think that's really sage advice for what they need to do, because I think people, you know, they don't want their sports or their entertainment to be something that's going to be just another dividing line in our culture, basically. And you're right. And they have to keep changing the past, evidently. And we've seen that before, you know, in world history. But generally speaking, especially if we look at, I think hiring was down, I think, in September. It's not starting to, we're starting to see these indicators that mean that we're not going to be rebounding. In fact, it's getting worse with Bidenomics.
Well, we're going to get the September jobs number today. Again, I take all of these numbers with a grain of salt, because, you know, you go back and look at, you know, prior months, almost every single month for the past year or so, it's always revised downward after the fact as far as jobs are concerned. Do we have a lot of job openings in this country? Without a doubt. I mean, there are a lot of job openings. It's getting people to go out and do that work, but that's also a difficult thing, too. Again, it's, you know, we can tie in, you know, maybe trying to do something with our immigration problem with that. You know, with that being said, you know, the problem is the wages are not keeping up with inflation, and, you know, people are not feeling richer. I mean, it's great that people can go out and find a job. I think that's fantastic. But, you know, we still have issues we've got to deal with in regards to inflation. That's a big issue that's hitting everybody right now.
You know, earlier I was able to hear one of your spots, basically, where you're talking about the watchdog on Wall Street. And you talked about it's not the height of the interest rates or the level of the interest rates. It's the speed at which they get there. That's a very interesting thing. I was wondering if you could expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, you take a look. Rates aren't really that high right now. If you take a look historically, they're not. I mean, my first, you know, mortgage rate, you know, that I took out was well over 7%. And, you know, people were used to these rates. Now things have changed. People have had these lower rates for an extended period of time. And you have many businesses and whatnot that have almost basically counting on this. And when the metrics change, and the cost of money changes, well, then, you know, their profitability changes, or their ability to even stay open changes. And it's just how quickly everything has happened. You talk about even regards to the housing market. Usually when you see interest rates, you know, raise at this level, you see housing prices come down. They haven't, because their inventory is not there. Inventory hasn't caught up. So that's an issue as well. So again, you know, interest rates have gone parabolic in a very short period of time, and people are just not accustomed to it. It's like shaking up the economy. And you know, we're starting to see things break because of that.
Well, we got about 30 seconds for Mary in St. Pete. She has a question. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I was just wondering if Ms. Lassie has heard of the concept of NASARA, NESARA, which is in the congressional record, to reset back and go back to the gold standard instead of the dollar relying on thin air. It relies on gold. And JSERA is a global currency reset. I was wondering if he had heard about that. Thank you.
Good question. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, I don't see that's happened. I know a lot of people, you know, talking over the years have, you know, talked about the gold standard. I don't know why, you know, you got a history that's involved with it. I mean, I would rather see, than gold, I would rather see, you know, other commodities in a basket, you know, because again, you know, gold, you know, it's got a few industrial uses, but it's just used for jewelry. I mean, a lot more things important than gold as far as a commodity is concerned, oil being one, natural gas, uranium, I mean, now lithium and rare earth minerals. I'd rather see a basket of commodities rather than just one.
Very, very interesting indeed. Thanks for being with us, Chris. We're going to be out in about 10 seconds, but thank you again. We'll talk to you on Monday, sir. Take care.
You got it.
All right, folks, so we're back after the top of the hour. Kyle Warren with you. See you then.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.